का था, रूप वही रूप नया।
So I was in a house where men, my uncle and my father, they were both alcoholic. My father passed away. The only thing concrete about my entire existence at that time was my determination. At the same time, I had decided that I would pursue UPSC. I had to find some time. And that brought confidence back to me like anything. I was born in a village called Kuttikol in Kasaragod district of Kerala. I was born in a house which was pasted with cow dung, which did not have bathrooms, which had a roof which was made of palm leaves. And the only thing concrete about my entire existence at that time was my determination. I'm Vivek. I am a BTech NIT Trichy Electronics and Communication. I have an MBA from IIM Calcutta. And I cleared UPSC this time with a rank of 667. So a lot of you may be wondering that from being from such a humble space, how I managed it here. Like that's three exams, I think, AIEEE, CAT, and UPSC. That's the exact reason why I'm here, to tell you how exactly this is possible. From wherever situation you are, whichever space you are, this is possible. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here to share my journey. I am from a humble space. I was from this village called Kuttikol. It was, at least now it's better, it was a socially and economically backward village in Kerala. So I was in a house where men, my uncle and my father, they were both alcoholic. One thing that was a ray of hope was that my mother was employed. My mother was employed in a post office. And she had this idea that education was everything. One thing, how we can get out of this, all this kind of impediments imposed upon us, was through education. So when we are of the education age, me and my sister, we were taken by my mother to her ancestral home in Talasheri, which was in another district. From there, she made sure that we got the best education in that district. We were placed in the best school in that district. This came with challenges. One, because the school was 25 kilometers away. Now to reach the school, I had to take a bus, then a train, and then another bus. And this to and fro journey consumed 3 hours of my everyday. After that, we also came back to a house which did not have much amenities. In the sense that we did not have a motor, so we had to draw water from a well. Then we did not have washing machines or anything, so most of the time we have to beat the cloth on a stone and then wash it. And the house itself had to be cleaned multiple times because an old house is always dusty. So all this consumed a lot of time from my education. Like I didn't have much time to study. I had to manage studies with this. So one thing that I found was that this transit time could be productively used. I developed a method where I could study in a train, in an auto rickshaw, in a bus, in a moving vehicle. I could write. That was an ability then. I could solve my homework, any moving vehicle. And that's how I started managing time. Whatever deficit I was facing because of this, I used to make it up during these spaces. And hence, all this bore fruit. All this did bear fruit. After a while, after my plus two, I was able to crack AIEEE, which is one of the important exams for engineering in this country. And I got into National Institute of Technology, Tiruchirappalli. And I thought my life was solved at that point. I reached NIT, and that's when I realized that things are different. I mean, the people I started studying with, they were much ahead. They were much ahead, one, in terms of communication. They were really good with English. They could talk in English. They would converse very freely in English. And I did not know much. I could not construct much sentences in English. And that exactly gave me an issue that it impacted my confidence. It impacted the way I studied, everything around me. That I am not good. I am not good enough for this space. So that's when I decided that one way I would gather this confidence is when I have control on the language. And hence, I started reading The Hindu. Somebody told me, The Hindu is a very good newspaper. It has very good vocabulary. If you read and understand it, it is an insignia that you are well-versed in English. I started Hindu. Initially, I did not know anything. I could not make sense of a sentence. I gathered every word which was there in the paper, wrote it down on a notebook, and started writing meanings. I used a dictionary to find out all the meanings, write it down and revise it continuously. I religiously revised it every day or a week. Every week I used to revise it. In combination with this, I started also watching English movies one, second reading English books, and even series for that matter. I started using the sentences said by people in those movies and in those series in my everyday life. And within 3 years, there was a huge difference. I had an arsenal of words which I could summon into any conversation, anywhere, and speak flawlessly. And that brought confidence back to me like anything. But at the same time, in NIT, my education, like my academic life, was not that great. So I ended up with an average job in the IT field in Chennai. Now I joined the job, and that's when I understood that I had to send some money home also. There were some issues at home. They required the finances to be managed. And the job I was in was not offering much money. And thirdly, that I was not liking my job much. So all these things put me in another space where I have to crack something again. AIEEE was there, but now I don't think it has solved much as expected. So I decided that I'll pursue CAT. So I borrowed money from my friends and I started coaching. I could not leave my job and prepare. I had to prepare with the job. There was no way I could leave my job. So I again started managing my time. I used to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. 6 o'clock I had a coaching class. I used to go to the coaching class at 6 o'clock. And then till 8:30 I had the coaching class. From there I would go to my work at 9:30 around and come back by 7. From 8 to 12 I used to study, sleep, and again repeat the cycle. This cycle I repeated for 6 to 7 months and I could clear the entire thing. I got through CAT and I got into Indian Institute of Management, Calcutta. During that time also I met a friend whose father was in the administrative service. He made it to the best engineering college of that state, and then to IIM Calcutta, and then to the administrative service. So a president was available. Someone had already done it. So it gave me more confidence that I can also do it. And it heavily contributed to my idea of investing in the exam, in the UPSC exam. So in IIM Calcutta, I had decided that I would invest in the UPSC exam. From Calcutta, I got a good placement. I got a good job. At the same time, I had decided that I would pursue UPSC. I had to find some time. It has always been time management in my life. And I understood that if I can manage time, I'll get through things. So during weekends, what I used to do was, I used to commute from Gurgaon to Delhi and sit for 9 hours, Saturday and Sunday, and finish off my entire coaching. Within 2 years, I finished the entire coaching, got everything placed, and was ready for the exam. But even after putting 2 years, I could not even get through prelims. That's when I understood that with job, clearing this exam was not possible. So after the end of 2 years, I quit my job. I put 1 year in preparation and I was getting ready for the next attempt. And this is the time, like 15 days before my prelims. 15 days before my prelims, my father passes away. So he has been an alcoholic for a longer time and I had not seen him for 3, 4, 5 years. And I did get a few calls here and there, but I did not pick up. And he died 15 days ago. And that terribly devastated me. I could not study. I could not think of anything. I was just blank. I did not know why I had come here. I thought I should have stayed in Samsung and got more money and cleared things. But at the same time, also I also thought of one thing, that it has always been education that got me out of situations. It has been the investment in education that brought me from nothing to here. And here also, the right step I should be taking now is to write this prelims. Whatever happens, that is the most important thing I thought. And I wrote that prelims. I wrote it. I got through that prelims. I got to mains. It was my first mains. I had not written mains before. I got through mains. I went to interview. And I got through the interview. And I was in the list. And that made me a person from very humble, like from a house which can't be even called a house, to a place where I now own a degree in electronics and communication engineering from NIT Trichy, an MBA from IIM Calcutta, and a civil servant with the UPSC. So what I want to say is that whatever space we are from, like if we have that willpower, if we have that determination that we are going to get through, and if we invest sincerely in something, we are going to get through. And I would like to share one last thing that which has inspired me all my life. Some lines I'd read. This is from a German poet, Rilke. He said, let this darkness, let this darkness around you be the bell tower. Let this darkness around you be the bell tower, and you be the bell. Whatever batters you becomes your strength. Because the harder you hit a bell tower, the louder the voices. So let these things which hit you, let it be your strength. That is what I want to communicate. Thank you.